Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Small Business Advocate. Spell it all out. I know it's long, but it's my website, and I love it. Ten years we've had that website, almost 10 years. We are in our 10th year for sure, and later this year we'll celebrate the anniversary. And so check it out when you get a chance, and be sure to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes on Sunday by email every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to check out our blog, which is there too, and we're having a record month of people using the blog. Thank you very much for that. Joe Condrill is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Joe is a multi-talented lady. She is an author. She's a speaker. She's a trainer. She is a developer of thinking for a lot of different groups that she's worked with over the years. Very experienced in the world of business. Her book, 101 Ways to Improve Your Communication Skills, has been circulated around the globe. I don't know how many printings it's had. It's something... sold something under a billion copies, and she's our good friend. Joe Condrill, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Your website is awesome, I'll tell you. It's wonderful.
Well, I appreciate that. And one of the reasons it's wonderful is because you're there. You've been a member of our Brain Trust now all these years and have deposited so much great information and wisdom with us on how to be a better small business owner. We appreciate that very much. Joe, you've been working on our topic today. It's just a little bit different from what we typically talk about, and I'm glad you have this on your mind, because I have a few things to say about this, too. Go ahead and tell us what you've been up to.
Oh, great. Well, you know, we recently had the dedication of the Center for the Intrepid here in San Antonio that's treating those wounded warriors who've returned from Iraq and Afghanistan with multiple severe injuries. And it occurred to me in all of the activities that the spouses really need the support too, because of the family matters that they have to deal with, in addition to being relocated to be near their wounded
the whole services. Family. When one of our men or women gets wounded in battle, ladies and gentlemen, the whole family is wounded.
Yes, and it really, as it's been impressed upon me, you know, there's long-term effects. It's not just once they get out of the hospital, everything's fine, you go home and go back to normal. It takes a very long time.
Normal isn't part of their lives for a long time, and really, if ever.
Yeah, that's true. They'll never get back to where they were, but they'll settle into some new life. And so my project is devoted to providing some activities, something over and above what the government funds for the women. I spoke with Judith Markeltz, who is the director at the Soldier and Family Assistance Center here at Fort Sam Houston. And she was saying, you know, there's just never enough they can do, because the people are so dedicated to helping the men to survive. The women just really don't ask for much. And she likes to take them to maybe get their hair cut, you know, get the hair styling, a manicure, pedicure.
Get their hair fixed.
Like
you can say it, Joe. Get their hair fixed. It's a big deal.
You know, and I had suggested, I said, oh, well, you know, what about a weekend away or something, you know, like a spa? She said they wouldn't leave the men
wouldn't
that long.
Wouldn't be gone that long, yeah.
And some of the wounded, I say men, but some of them are women.
There have been women wounded, exactly.
Yeah.
Most of them are men, but especially since the invasion, most of them have been men.
And you read about, well, for instance, this one mother here who's been with her son for 2 years and he still has 20 operations to go.
Holy mackerel.
And so you think, when did
freedom,
it take
freedom time? Isn't free, is it, Joe?
No, it isn't. And we really do appreciate all the efforts that the military have made, because I think we're taking better care of these returning veterans. You know, there's 90% of the wounded survive, whereas in Vietnam it was only 70%.
Right. Better. So, we're taking better care of them in terms of medical condition. The question is, how are we doing, you know, in terms of the continued follow up and the way they're living as they're recovering. Of course, we had the Walter Reed controversy, which is an abomination. Every American should be up in arms about what was allowed to happen. And I'd like to point out, Joe, that situation, a lot of the dealing with our veterans has been subpar for decades, not just in the last year or three. It's been for decades. If you've anyway, I won't go on to that. Let's talk about the future. You know, Joe, just as a side note, a personal side note, as you know, and as most of my audience knows, my son came home last Thursday after his second tour of duty since 2004 in the Al Anbar province as a Marine. And my family is one of the lucky ones. My son came home; he was safe. He was healthy. No injuries, and seems to be well adjusted. Seems to be okay. I can't tell that he's having any difficulties at all. So my family was one of the lucky ones. So many families weren't that lucky. And Joe, I'm glad to see what you're doing with this supporting of the wounded warriors, spouses and families, because these are people who might fall through the cracks in needing some support, aren't they?
They really are, and they say that generally the psychological care of the warriors is not as well as the physical care that they get. You know, the wounds, the missing limbs, the burns, right, the brain trauma, but they. They seem to be a little backward in the psychological care and attention to that. And of course, that has long-term effects, too. So, yeah, my intention is to get some sponsors for this program so that we can even bring in some humor, some motivational speakers.
Right. Well, you've got one sponsor right here, Joe, the Small Business Network. We'll help you sponsor this, as we already have contributed to the Moody's Warriors program. Stand by, Joe. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, Joe Condrell is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And when we come back, I'm going to get Joe to tell you how you can be a sponsor as well. That's right. You can be. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Joe Condrell. Joe, give us your website, please.
It's www.goalminds.com. G-O-A-L.
Yeah.
M-I-N-D-S.
Goldmines.com. Folks, her books are 101 Ways to Improve Your Communication Skills Instantly, which she co-authored with Benny Baugh. She is also the author of a Millennium Primer, Take Charge of Your Life. Also, From Book Signing to Bestseller, all of those are Joe's books, and much more you'll find on that website or wherever books are sold. That's Joe with a J-O, Condrell, C-O-N-D-R-I-L-L, if you're Googling her, and I encourage you to do that too. Joe, my audience might not know that you know, earlier in the year we decided to make a contribution. I guess a couple of years ago, decided to make a contribution to the Wounded Warriors program, and we've done that. It's an important thing to do. I'd like to encourage everybody out there to do that. Joe, do you have that website? What is that? WoundedWarriors.com.
Yes.
Or I've forgotten the exact website. But Google that, folks. Wounded Warriors Program, Wounded Warriors, and send them some money. I'm sure they'll take a credit card. Send them $25, send them $50, send them whatever you can, $100, $1,000, whatever you can afford. Do without something. Tell somebody you love that instead of giving them a Christmas, a birthday present, you're going to send some money to the Wounded Warriors program. It'll probably make them happier if you do that. But Joe, what I'm pleased and proud about you for is that you've looked around and you said, you know what? There's another need here. You've been working with the families and helping them. And tell us how we can help sponsor your activities.
Well, go to my website, send me an email, ask me for a program, a proposal program, and I'll be happy to send that to you.
How would that work? How would a proposal program work? Is this where somebody could say, okay, you know, I'll pay for someone to get their hair done. I'll pay for a bus ride. What do you need? What are some things that you need?
Well, that's one of the things we'll be doing, and what I'm looking for would be some major sponsor. What I want to do is to bring in some speakers that will be motivational and humorous. You know, when Brian Birdwell, the lieutenant colonel in the Pentagon attack, survived and went through so much with all of his burns, he said the things that brought him through really were his faith in God, a supportive spouse, and humor. And so I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that's what these people need is a little bit of humor, some relief, you know, something that will get them up. And I'd like to bring in a professional speaker once a month. So that's going to add up to a little bit. So I'm going to look at some corporate sponsors. But anybody can help. Military Order of the Purple Heart Auxiliary is one of the supporters. And I know that Judith receives contributions through the Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation.
Right. So can we Google that and find out how to send that money in? Folks, this money is well managed. Joe, I want to make sure people know that this money is being managed by people who really care about these folks, and they're going to make sure that whatever you contribute is used well.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Judith Markeltz keeps that Soldier and Family Assistance Center at Fort Sam Houston, and they could probably send it to that address.
The money that we're asking for you, you're asking that they actually send it over to that program?
No, they would send it to me.
Okay.
That's why I have the sponsor program, because that'll show them the sponsor proposal.
If they want to put something in an envelope or whatever, how would they, you know, I want to get some money going here. How would they send that?
Send it to Joe Condrell at P.O. Box 100903.
All right.
On the website.
Have you got some kind of an account set up for this or? How are you doing that?
Well, for the big sponsors and the big things, I will need to manage the money because I would have to pay the speakers.
Right.
It wouldn't be going.
Right. You're going to contract with them specifically, okay?
Exactly.
What if individuals just wanted to say, you know what, I'd like to be part of that?
That's wonderful. I would ask them to be in touch with me. My email would be my last name, Condrill, Condrill, at goldmines.com.
All right.
And I'll have a page on the website that'll explain the program and tell them how they can do that.
Okay.
And I can drop a proposal in the mail to them.
And you'll send them a receipt. And would you also?
We'd have a contract.
Would you also explain to them how their money is being used? I mean,
yes.
Would $100 make a lady's day? Well, the wife of a wounded warrior, would that make her day? Could she go out and you know what would it do?
Yes. It would take her to, Judith likes to take them to get their hair done, a manicure, pedicure, and they do that twice a year.
Can you get all three of those for $100 these days?
Yeah, you could in San Antonio.
Okay, maybe a hot dog.
And maybe. And then, too, we want to take the kids to maybe SeaWorld.
That's right.
Or Fiesta,
we got little guys, folks. There's a lot of children of these wounded warriors.
We want to make
and ladies and gentlemen, you know, Joe, I appreciate you doing this. Folks, I know Joe. I've known Joe a long time. Whatever she does is honest and straightforward. And I promise you 100% of whatever you send Joe will be used, and she'll account for it to you. Thank you, Joe, for being here. Good job for the work that you're doing. Thank you very much for that, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Joe Condra, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.